Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to know your opinion. First of all, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Who are you calling from?
From Opinion Research. We are a national polling firm.
That's fine. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes,
and
I am.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your opinion?
Let's see. There's so many.
I know, but the most important issue
in Minnesota, I think, is the quality of education across the state.
And now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion?
Global warming,
okay. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I think it is CO2 emissions and both from automobiles and from feedlots.
Okay.
The methane from feedlots.
Yes. And now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, forest products. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Forest products. I would say good.
Good. The next one, electric utilities. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Agriculture and farming. How would you rate that?
Poor.
Refining?
Poor. Poor.
Medical manufacturing, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
And the last one, mining. How would you rate mining?
I would say fair.
Just fair. And how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, U.S. Forest Service. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, boy. I don't even know. I guess I'd say...
Yeah, but just based on what you know or what you have seen or heard. Okay.
Fair.
County Land Department. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Which one is that?
County Land Department.
The County Land Department. I would say good.
Good. Forest and Timber Industries.
Fair.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Good.
And the last one, environmental groups.
Good.
Good. Thank you. And how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Will you say it is very important, just somewhat not too important, or not at all?
I would say somewhat important.
And how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat not too significant, or not at all?
Not so significant.
Not so significant. And each year trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same, or fewer?
I would say probably the same.
Same. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 70s?
I think there's probably more.
And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say positive, no impact, or negative?
I actually think it has positive impact.
And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? It is possible
I think it will impact.
Okay, so it is not possible
it's
without
not
negatively impact. the environment, okay? Yeah. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 70% now. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county land that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
That are not part of wilderness areas. Yeah.
And yes. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
I'm sorry. Who would set this aside?
Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. So do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or would not be a good idea?
I think it would be a good idea.
And do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I'm trying to think.
No problem.
I guess it's yes. I would say yes.
Yeah. And do you feel that
I'm sure they must be? I was just going to say, because they must have environmental controls on that tree.
Okay. And now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or is it not appropriate?
I would say it's not a problem.
Okay. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry, yes or no?
No.
And do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
Yes.
The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $60 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or it is a fading component?
I actually think it's fading.
Okay. And like many industries, Minnesota forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Support.
And the last few questions. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operation and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private effort to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries? Support or oppose?
On support.
And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. I can thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you a short list of set of components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Just four. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producer and mills. Support or oppose?
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
And last two, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
And finally, the last three questions are about you and your household, just for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the highest level of education you have completed?
A college degree, four-year college degree.
And what is your age, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
I would say a small town.
And is your annual household income below $25,000? Between $25,000 to $50,000, okay?
Yeah.
And do you consider your political views liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
And in which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business, or retail sales? Construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Retired.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female. Excuse me.
And this,
female.
No problem. This concludes the survey, and thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.